Turn your Bibles, if you will, to Ephesians chapter 6. I'd like to read verse 24 this afternoon. Ephesians 6, verse 24. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. I'd like to spend some time this afternoon thinking on the subject of loving Jesus. Loving Jesus. That is a statement worth giving some consideration to. I'm sure if I were to ask each one of you today, do you love Jesus? I would hope that most, if not all of you, would say yes. But loving Jesus is much more than saying, I love Jesus.
No.
Many say those words, yet in reality, they don't even know who Jesus is. We're told over in the book of Matthew in the 7th chapter, in verse 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So many claim to love Jesus. But Jesus said in John chapter 8 and in verse 42, he said, Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. So many say that I love God. Many say that I love Jesus. But we find here in the scriptures that we just read, just because you say it does not make it so. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, I never knew you. And Jesus said, if God were your Father, you would love me. So what does loving Jesus mean? What evidences can we look at that demonstrate our love for Him? First of all, I think if you love Jesus, you will love His Word.
Amen.
It says in John chapter 1 and in verse 1, I'm not reading any new scripture to you, but in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In verse 14, it says, and the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
That's right.
Jesus Christ is the living revelation of God to us. He is the Word, the living Word, the one who reveals God to us. When you do not believe or you do not love the Word of God, quite simply put, you do not love Jesus Christ.
No.
Right. To doubt His Word is to show a lack of faith in our Lord. In John 17 and in verse 6, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. And then in verse 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. If you love Jesus, if you say that you love Jesus, then by rights you must love the Word of God.
Amen.
Jesus prayed that His followers would be sanctified or set apart by the Word. What makes the followers of Jesus different from everybody else? Their love for the Word of God.
Yes.
Years and years ago, when I first started hearing about Baptists, when I first started coming around Baptists, I was lost. But you know what impressed me about Baptists? When I would go to a service, mostly out of curiosity to see what in the world they're going to say next, what always impressed me, even in a lost state, it wasn't, I think, I feel, well, we have to suppose. Here's what they said. This is the Word of God. Here's what God's Word said.
Amen.
That's what sets true lovers of Jesus Christ apart from this world. They love the Word of God. They study the Word of God. They preach the Word of God. And they follow the teachings of the Word of God. We could turn to Scripture after Scripture telling us that God's Word is pure, that God's Word is a light to our path, a guide to our life, and you say that you love Jesus, then how important is God's Word in your life? Now listen, I'm going to come close to home. Do you read it? Do you study His Word? Do you meditate on His Word? Do you strive to learn more and more? Or do you just wait for the preacher? Brother RV's trying to give me that spoon ever since Dougie got rid of it. I don't want that spoon. Because I want to open my Bible. And I want to read it. So, RV, take that spoon with you. But if you love Jesus tonight, if you love Jesus, do you know what pleases Him? The study of God's Word. You know why? Because the more you study God's Word, the more you know about Him. I sometimes think that we as God's people do not want to know more because we love the world too much.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love Jesus, love His Word.
Amen.
Secondly, if you love Jesus, you will love His people.
Amen.
Over in 1 John chapter 3, verse 10. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Jesus stressed the importance of loving one another. over in the book of John, in John chapter 15. In verse 9, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. There's too many times that we say how much that we love Jesus, but we can't get along with our brothers and sisters. Now folks, that's wrong. Jesus said, if you love me, you're going to love your brothers and sisters. I will say that a Christian person, that all he wants to do or she wants to do is fuss and fight and find fault with their brothers and sisters, something's wrong. First of all, they don't love Jesus as much as they want you to think that they do. Too many times we say we love Jesus, but yet we do not love our brothers and sisters. When Christians fuss and fight and find fault and bicker, this brings great harm to the cause of our Savior. In John 15 and in verse 17, these things I command you that ye love one another. It wasn't an option. Jesus said, I command you to love one another. In 1 Peter chapter 1, First Peter 1, verse 21, who by him who believed in God, that raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing ye have purified your souls and obeyed the truth through the Spirit, unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, and being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. One of the characteristics that shows that you have truly been saved, born again, is that you are in love or loving your brothers and sisters in Christ. Jesus says something very important in John chapter 13, in verse 34. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. As I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Now listen to what he says. This is really important. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. You love Jesus, you're going to love your brothers and sisters. Thirdly, if you love Jesus, you will love His church. Does anyone here doubt the love of Jesus Christ for His church? Does anyone here doubt the importance of His church? He gave His church the commission to carry out His work in Matthew 28:18-20. And over in the book of Ephesians, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it, that He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the Word, that He might present it to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy
and without limit.
Folks, Jesus Christ loves His church. He gave Himself for His church. And the closest bond that we could compare to is the bond between a husband and a wife, and that bond is less than the bond that Jesus has for His church. Folks, too many people say they love Jesus and think that they don't have to come to church. They don't want to come to church. Folks, you should want to be in the Lord's house.
Amen.
You should want to gather together with the Lord's church for no other reason than Jesus loved the church and commanded us to love the church. And it's here. Do you know He meets with us?
Yeah.
And you want to stay home? Or you want to go to a ball game? Or you want to go fishing or hunting or golfing or whatever? Folks, we should love the Lord's church.
Amen.
We should never take our membership lightly.
Right.
I'll go once in a while. I don't have to go all the time. How much do you love the Lord's church? How lightly do you take your membership? Do you miss services often with no real excuse? We're told that the church is the pillar and ground of the truth.
Right.
Where can you go to hear and be instructed in the truth? Right here.
Amen.
In the Lord's church.
Amen.
We are commanded not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, especially in these last evil days. You say that you love Jesus, then you should love His church and be here. Fourthly, if you love Jesus, you will follow Him. Your whole life. Not just Sunday morning. Not just Sunday night. Not just Wednesday evening prayer service. But your whole life. I think we have a bad tendency to compartmentalize our life. I've got my work life. I've got my home life. I've got my friends and associations life. I've got this part over here. And then over here in the corners, I have my church life. And sometimes the way we act in our other areas is not the same way that we act in our church life. Shouldn't be that way, folks. We should be the same. All of our life should reflect the love that we say we have for Jesus Christ.
Right.
And follow Him. Family, friends, work. We need to follow Jesus at all times. I want to tell you something. Loving Jesus requires a total commitment to Him. We just can't halfway love and serve Him. Often we're torn between two worlds. We want to be liked and accepted by the world, and we want to follow Jesus. But I'm going to tell you something. You cannot follow the world and love Jesus. It's just not going to happen. The world will take you away every single time. You cannot love all that the world loves and love Jesus like you should. Following Jesus should not be a burden for any of us. If you love Jesus, you know what else you'll love? One of the signs that we truly love Jesus? we will love His return.
No.
Jesus said in Luke chapter 12, verse 35, let your loins be girded about and your lights burning, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he shall return from the wedding, then when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so. Blessed are those servants. In other words, we should be watching for his return. You love Jesus? You should be thanking each and every day, today is the day that our Savior could come.
Amen.
Don't allow this world to put you to sleep. Jesus could come today.
Amen.
You know what? He could come right now. There's nothing on the prophetic timetable that needs to be fulfilled before Christ comes to get us and call us home. He could come right now.
Amen.
I don't know about you, wouldn't that be good? Be called home from the service right now.
Yes.
I couldn't think of a better place to be if our Savior was to come.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we were worshiping you. Now we are worshiping you even better.
Yes.
Folks, if you love the Lord, you're going to love his appearing. And you're going to be waiting for his appearing. Loving Jesus means so much more than simply saying, I love him. Our lives should show forth that love. And I'll tell you something, we all need to love him better. I need to love him more. We are his. He redeemed our sinful souls. He gave us eternal life. How can we not love him and want to serve him? God help us to love him now and to love him more each and every day. Do you love Jesus? Do you have these fruits in your life?
Okay.